the stage all have to do with finding shelter of Shimanta Radharani. Because part of this, this Asakti is also starting to become attractive, not just to Krishna in a certain form, but to especially to those devotees who serve Krishna in that way. Let's go on to the next one. So then is Bhavishyati, the last word. When will it happen? So this is actually expressing a longing, or it's Bhavishyati is the future. When will it be? That Nayanam Dalat Asu Daya, that my eyes streams of tears are running down my eyes. So we go start with the eyes, then Vadanam, the mouth. That when I try to speak, it's all choked. The words are faltering and my voice is choked. Pulakaya, Vichitam Vapu, the Vapu is the body covered with, you say, goosebumps. Revelations is the old one. Who found that word? Or the hair standing up on him. Kada Kavanama Rahane Bhavishyati. When will it be that happen? Nama Rahane, when I am absorbed or chanting your names. You know, there's a definite parallel, I'm convinced of it now, between the first four and the second four. And I've been worrying about that for a long time. But today they actually match up quite nicely. They do. We'll talk about it later. just occurred to me. So this again, specifically mentioning chanting the names of the Lord. Your name is specifically mentioned. The emotional state now, known as Baba, is being characterized. Baba with a long name. First day is long. This is the stage after Ruchi, after Asakti is Baba. So that's specifically what's being mentioned here. By mention of several of the symptoms, Baba is characterized by the appearance of Asta Sattvika Vikara. Do you know this word? Asta, A-S-T. She read something on the board for a chance. So strong, you born. Asta, of course, means eight. Sattvika. What Prabhupada calls existential ecstasies is because this word sattvika really has to do with your they're very basic kind of physical transformations of eight kinds. Vikara means transformations. Sattvika. Physical. Not necessarily material. There's a difference between the word physical and the word material. Physical just means having a body, doesn't mean whether it's material or not. So these eight appear, and this is one of the components of rasa. Rasa is a combination different kinds of ecstasies, different bodies. They're all churning together and but this is the beginning. And the beginning, as Bhakti will talk, where the peace signs make a shy but firm beginning, is the way he describes it in this stage. A shy but firm beginning, that these physical transformations. They're physiological. I don't remember if actually they're listed as stunned, stumpa. Just a catatonic, stumpa means like a post, like a pole, stumpa. Sweating, perspiring, sveta, right? Is it sveta deep? Perspiring. Standing of the hairs on the body. Udakara nichitam bhakti, or you may say, rovancha. Rovancha. Roma harshana. Raising the hairs. Roma harshana. Roma means a hair. Altering of the voice. What's that? I guess that's gadgada. Gadgada. Trembling of the body. What's in sense of trembling? Forgot. I don't know all these. Anyway, trembling of the body. I couldn't find the verse where they're all listed. Somewhere Chaitanya Charitamrita has one verse that lists them all. I thought so, anyway. Changing of bodily colors. That's called Vaivarnya in Sanskrit. And we go from pale to red, back and forth again. Become flushed, drained. Shedding of tears, that's mentioned here. Nayanam Gurada Sundaraya. And devastation is called Pralaya, Pralaya. Wasted. So it's described that the way this happens is that the internal potency enters the body. The internal potency now enters the body. Sandini, Sambit, and Ladini Shakti all come in. Those now become, so something happens. That causes the life airs to become active, very moving around very strongly. And so that, then when that activated life air comes into contact with the earth element in the body, then you're stunned. When it comes into water, tears shed. When it comes into contact with the fire element, you perspire. So on. When it comes into, the air is also causes trembling and faltering of the voice, standing in the hairs of the body. This devastation is when it comes into contact with the space. So as you see, that they're very kind of very basic physiological. Ecstasies, transformations, use hasta sattva. Prabhupada notes in Nectar of Devotion, these symptoms are sometimes manifested internally and sometimes externally. It's very interesting that although they are described as, how do you manifest tears flowing from the eyes internally? Well, Prabhupada says, the pure devotees always feel such symptomatic expressions within himself, but being afraid of outsiders, he does not generally manifest themselves externally. So what happens is that, one doesn't want to be the sideshow or something. So that the devotees who feel this, that they often have to learn how to control the expression from manifesting. But if they relax their control, then whoop, come right out. This is what happened. Now there's some interesting, there's an interesting text in this regard. Because, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur does the same thing, actually, other symptoms are more important as indications of this level of advancement. And this is talked about in the second canto, chapter 3, text 24. Tad ashmasaram hridayam bodhidam yagrishyamanaya harinama eyai navipriye tapa yada dikaro netre jalam gatra ruhishu harshaha. Certainly that heart is steel framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration does not change when ecstasy takes place. Tears fill the eyes and the hairs stand on end. So Prabhupada says, the whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being and the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord as a subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. So with the progress of devotional service, the reaction of change in the heart is exhibited by gradual detachment from the sense of material enjoyment, by a false prestige of lording it over the world, and an increase in the attitude of rendering loving service to the Lord. Vidhi-bhakti, or regulated devotional service by the limbs of the body, is now stressed herein in relation to the mind, which is the impetus for all activities of the limbs of the body. It is expected by all means that by discharging regulated devotional service, one must manifest the change of heart. If there is no such change, the heart must be considered steel frame, asamsara, made of iron, stone-hearted. For it is not melted even where when there is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. We must always remember that hearing and chanting are the basic principles of discharging devotional duties, and if they are properly performed, there will follow the reactional ecstasy with signs of tears in the eyes and standing of the hairs on the body. These are natural consequences and are the preliminary symptoms of the bhava stage, which occurs before one reaches the perfection stage of prema, love of Godhead. If the reaction does not take place, even after continuous hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it may be considered to be due to offenses only. That is the opinion of the Sandarbha. Say which one. This is the Sandarbha. In the beginning of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, if the devotee has not been very careful about evading the 10 kinds of offenses at the feet of the holy name, certainly the reaction of feelings of separation, you notice how he calls this feelings of separation, will not be visible by tears in the eye and standing of hair on the body. The bhava stage is manifested by eight transcendental symptoms, namely inertness, that would be stamba, being stunned, perspiration, standing of hairs on the body, failing in the voice, trembling, paleness of the body, tears in the eyes, and finally trance. It's devastation, becomes a trance. The Nectar of Devotion, a summary study of Sri Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, explains those symptoms and vividly describes other transcendental developments. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has very critically discussed all these bhava displays in connection with some unscrupulous neophytes imitating the above symptoms for cheap appreciation. Not only Vishwanatha Chakravarti, but also Srila Rupa Goswami treated them very critically. Sometimes all of the above eight symptoms of ecstasy are imitated by the mundane devotees, the prakritya, sahajyas. But the pseudo symptoms are once detected when one sees the pseudo devotee addicted to so many forbidden things. Even though decorated with signs of a devotee, a person addicted to smoking, drinking, or illegitimate sex with women cannot have all the above mentioned ecstatic symptoms. But it is seen that sometimes these symptoms are willfully imitated, and for this reason, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti accuses the imitators of being stone-hearted men. They are sometimes even affected by the reflection of such transcendental symptoms, certainly by shadow attachment, connected emotion. Yet if they still do not give up the forbidden habits, they are hopeless cases for transcendental realization. In other words, sometimes they're imitated. Sometimes people, they're sentimental. They cry at the drop of the hat. Sometimes they're drug-induced, these ecstatic symptoms. I've seen lots of marijuana growing in Vrindavan. And I've seen ecstasy, people are stoned out of them. This bus driver, well, I couldn't have. With Burijan, we just circumvented him and ambulated over downhill. We're waiting for the bus in Radhakund. The bus is there, actually, but there is no driver. Where's the driver? We say to the guy next to us, who happens to be a policeman, actually. He says, he's feeling ecstasy. So gradually we understood he was off in the corner, drinking this frothy green drink made from marijuana. And then the driver and his assistant, both of them come. Their eyes are sparkling. They have the names of the Lord written in their face, their foreheads sandalwood paste. They have Harinam shutters, flowing about them, and they're going, he gets on the bus, we get on the bus, and it's in Persia. I don't believe I'm getting on this bus. This guy is the driver. But it's India's Vrindavan, we get on the bus. And, he puts it into gear, it lifts off the brake, the bus lurches forward, and he goes, monkey be hurry, monkey! And everybody in the bus goes, these things are going on. And that's what Burijan said to me, where he says 80% of Vrindavan is stoned. Have to be careful with these things. And there was a famous incident in Vrindavan where some person came in during darshan with ease, fell on the ground and started rolling around and opening up the mouth and everything. And somebody ran into a Prabhupada said, get him out of there. Picked him up, carried him outside, followed him in the alleyway. He got up and he brushed off his clothes with a cigarette and walked away. So it's the same. So people, somehow or other, either they imitate it or it's very sentimental and emotional in this way, but they're not authentic spiritual emotions. Or they are what's So their reflection is such, their association with somebody who's actually a static, and they kind of did a contact ecstasy. So in that case, it's real, but it won't last unless they actually become purified. On the other hand, when Lord Chaitanya met Srila Ramananda Roy of Kavar on the bank of the Godavari, the Lord developed all these symptoms, but because of some presence of some non-devotee brahmanas who were attendants of the Roy, the Lord suppressed these symptoms. So sometimes they are not visible even in the body of the first class devotee for certain circumstantial reasons. So on the one hand, you may see things like that in somebody who really doesn't have true ecstatic symptoms because their heart is still not meditative. And on the other hand, somebody who's actually on the ecstatic platform, as Prabhupada says here in also the next devotion, they express the symptoms. They can't identify them. Therefore, he says, therefore, real steady bhava is definitely displayed in the matter of, and then he mentions these other symptoms, which we'll find in the verse listed in Majjhalila 23, 18 to 19. Prashanti. This also in Bhagavad Thakur is for what the person he does is talking about these symptoms too. Translated as forgiveness, but really means, well, means that, or forbearance sometimes, or tolerance. Someplace Prabhupada describes it as not being disturbed or agitated, even when there's every reason to be. You may be peaceful when everything is peaceful, and when things are not peaceful, and you still are not disturbed, then this is there. You notice how it's really hard to be humble when you're in the presence of somebody who's trying to lord it over you and is well thought up and tend to respond with an equal amount of politics. So they won't get away with it. Like Asha Kanda.
Great hope.
Eagerness. Always having a taste to chant the names of the Lord, engaged in joyful chanting, glorifying the Lord, describing Him. There's an item. Selfless, addicted, obsessed with, attached to, describing the transcendental qualities of Tat, meaning the Lord. Finally, this Tattvasati Sara means having a great affection for living in the place where the Lord resides or has had his pastimes, like Vrindavan or temple. So the text says, Ditti Adayaha Anubhava Sura. They are described as Anubhava. One of the kinds of bhavas, jata bhavan pure jane, and they appear in a person's in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.